SBS Radio.
Pleasure to have Cheryl Bukaneg Quijada Canning. Magandang araw, Cheryl.
Magandang araw po. Malugod po akong naandito at sana po ay makinig kayo. matutunan kayo at maaliw. Salamat po.
Cheryl, you started young sa pagpipinta. Pero natigil ito dahil meron kang nakuhang feedback from someone in the Philippines. Kaya parang, okay, hihinto ko ang pagpipinta.
In the Philippines, during my time, they have what they call the special class. You know, they segregate students from non-performing to those exceptional students. And I belong to that exceptional group, you know. So everyone there is really, you know, high-performing. And one of my favorite thing to do is do artwork. But for some reason, my art teacher when I was in grade 5, always, you know, telling me that, you know, that's not how you do art, you know, you're hopeless, you know. He keeps telling me that, you know, he keeps putting me down. And then one day, one of my classmates, his name is Glenn, was picked to be, you know, to be the one who is going to represent our school. And the way he does his artwork is really very, you know, the conventional way of doing things. Painting, like if he saw a tree, he will exactly draw that tree, just like that, you know. But me, no, I saw a tree, I will say, oh, I don't like the tree to be, you know, something like that. I want a different kind of tree. That's how I see things. But my teacher said, no. And, you know, because he's always telling me, you know, I cannot do art. So I stopped doing art. I was, you know, so completely I scrapped everything. That's what I did.
But moving forward, when did you restart to do art?
Well, 5 years ago, I think, or 6 years ago, I told my husband after, you know, after a talk with my therapist that, you know, maybe I should take up a hobby because I've been through a lot of health issues and everything. I'm not going to tell what it is, all right? So one day I told him, I'm going to paint. And he said, all right. So it's like, you know, he's just telling me, you know, it's all right. So I said, we went to the art shop. And I pick up oil paints, a canvas, and everything. And he was just looking at me weird. Yeah, well, Ken's like that, you know. He likes to, I called it, you know, he likes to amuse me. So then I come home. He didn't realize that I was doing a lot of sketches already. Something, you know, it's like, you know, for me, art is like riding a bicycle. Once I started doing things, I just know how to do it, you know. So I said, oh, okay, I'll do this. I'll start with this small piece. And then since, yeah, I did that. And then he come home. I said, what's that? I said, ta-da, this is my art.
Can we show it? First art that you've done?
There it is. There's the artwork.
That's
I'm really proud of it because, you know, it was hard to make because it's been a while since I did my art. But I think I did a good job at it.
Because it's been a long time since you stopped and restarted.
Actually, I called this Tag Araw. And I based this on... the story is about womanhood from just a fetus to, you know, full bloom.
Yeah.
And bloom like sun. Like summer, you know?
Giving light to
Light to everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And this artwork of yours became the cover of your husband's
Second book. Well, my husband, you know, one day his publisher came here on several visits and they were talking about, you know, about concept and everything. And I didn't realize that he was looking around. And then he saw this, and he said, that will be the cover of the book, Imbama. So, yeah, I'm proud. I'm really proud.
Because you're married to an indigenous man named Ken Canning.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's an author, playwright.
Yeah, yeah. He's an activist.
Yes.
Academic and everything. And husband. And a mentor.
Yes. Yeah. But in a separate interview, we'll have him.
Yeah.
And talk about his work and but for now we'll talk about your art.
Okay.
And so that was your first painting.
Yeah.
And you didn't stop from then.
No, I just keep doing things. I did a lot of paintings, but for some reason when I'm not really happy with it, well, I want to do something. I just, you know, what you call it? Ken calls it, I'm on a roll, something like that. And I have a lot of sketches that I already, you know, going to do. And I just needed the space, and that's why I needed to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
Because there I'm going to build my own,
big studio.
Yeah, studio. And I just don't have the space here. Yeah, and plus Ken, you know, I need a new perspective so I can create better art. And when I'm creating art, I'm creating not for myself, but, you know, for those people who likes art. It's like, you know, they're my inspiration. And when they say, oh, it's beautiful, it gives me so much pleasure that they're happy. It's not for me, it's not about me. Just looking at them and saying that, oh, it's beautiful. It's like I gave them something and it warms my heart.
Mm.
I love it.
Most of your paintings are oil-based.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is that?
Something about the oil that I love, you know, the way it dries. When it dries, it gives you that vibrant colors. And it's more easy to, you know, to manipulate because it dries slower. And I just like it in my hand. Though it's too heavy on the nose. You get used to it. You just needed a ventilated area. And that's, you know.
And you had your first exhibition in Sydney. Tell us about it.
It was good. There was a lot of people. You know, some of my good friends were there. And I'm very thankful they were there to support my first exhibition. At Marrickville Mothership Studio. It's like a spaceship. Yeah, the curator was really nice to have my work hung in their gallery. Yeah, it's K. Orkinson, that's his name. Yeah, thank you.
Can we talk about the perspective of your arts? Because it's very Filipino, but it also combines the indigenous Australian colors.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, you know, I don't know. Probably subconsciously, because I have indigenous roots, you know, Filipino, we are indigenous too. So, you know how indigenous people are interrelated somehow. Probably we came from the same people, you know, because the Philippines and Australia is just, you know, during those days, it's just a walk away, you know.
Mm.
So probably that's why, you know, and when I was growing up, I was born in Kasiguran, the home of the Negritos, the Agta or the Dumagat. And when I was growing up, I remember I'm mixing with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to Kasiguran, it's all forest and everything, you know, greens, water, you know, and everything. It's
very nature.
It's very nature. So I think subconsciously it, you know, it comes out on my, you know, my artwork.
Mm.
And then I don't know, and as I was growing up, I like talking to old people, so I know a lot of stories passed on to me by old people.
And can we just say that your ancestry is he's the father of the Ilocano
literature. Yeah, yeah.
Pedro Bocanic.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's my grandfather. My grandfather.
Can you tell us how are you related to Pedro Bocanic?
Well, I could not directly trace the ancestry, you know, but there's only a few Bocanics
in the Philippines.
And the Bocanics are, you know, one way or another are interrelated to one another. So most probably, you know, we are, and we came from the same, you know, same area. So must be. Yeah, because I never met him, you know, obviously. To say that, oh, he's my, you know.
He's my lolo.
He's my lolo. I cannot say that. But
old people were saying that we are related. Yes. And just, you know, the old people.
Yeah. And speaking of Pedro Bocanic, you also do poetry.
Yeah, I do poetry also, but my husband is a better.
What sort of poems do you write?
I write mainly about how I feel and mainly very personal stuff. This is not as good as my great-great-grandfather, Pedro Bocanic, because he does his things in language and Spanish language and everything.
But yours is in English now.
Yeah, so. But now I'm using, you know, I call this Live My Life Till I Die. Time for a new adventure. Excited. Sunny blue sky. Coconut trees. Salt air. Ocean breeze, blue water, warm smile, friendly faces, abundant rainfall, beautiful thunderstorms. Making beautiful stories, throwing paint on canvas, poems to write, photos to capture. I'm the me of old, brave, carefree, dreamy. As Rodriguez sang once, I gonna live till I die. I will love till I die. I will paint till I die. I will keep hope till I die. I will believe till I die. I will love till I die. I will transform till I die. I will live and live till I die. I will follow my heart. Let the adventure unfold. Let the new adventures begin.
That's ano nabibigay sa iyo ng pagpipinta mo at ng pagsusulat mo ng tula?
It gives me freedom to, you know, to express how I feel, because yeah, I like to, you know, think a lot. I'm a thinker and I like to, you know, ponder on things. That's who I am. And the painting, it makes me express how I feel inside. When I'm sad, I paint. When I'm happy, I do paint. And when I'm bored, I do paint. But surprisingly, when I feel something out of the blue like this, I was just having breakfast, and then out of the blue, I like to write that. So I just write, you know, write things. You know, it's not one go, you know, I will have revision and everything. Unlike some, you know, someone I know that, you know, they can get it really, really good because
yeah,
they're professional.
At first go.
Yeah, they're professionals.
And can you tell us about it?
This is dedicated to women. This symbol, I got this from, you know, the symbol, you know, the Tagalog, they have the script, you know, the bye-bye script. In our language, the script, this represent women, this represent, you know, the
birth. Is it the womb?
Yeah, it represent the womb too. So this is all about women, and this represent man.
Yeah.
As a human, yeah. This is all about woman and rebirth, you know.
And it coincides because this week is the Nidoc week.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Being a woman yourself and some of your paintings centers on women.
Yeah.
How important it is for women to express their ideas and their perspective in the wider community and in Australia as a whole?
Well, growing up in the Philippines, when I came here, I was shocked that women here, you know, I mean, in the Philippines, women are more, you know, powerful, because in the Philippines, we decide where our children will study, we decide what our children will eat, we hold the money, we decide whether we are going to buy our own house, what car do we want, and the husband will just provide for whatever it is that we want, yeah. He doesn't have any say in everything. We also decide on how many kids that we want. So we are very powerful, you know. And in everything, the women always gets the, you know, the voice. And sometimes we have this major conversation that the man is just our ceremonial, you know. So, he's just like a ceremonial thing, you know. And we're the one who, you know, prep him. To be, you know, to be successful in everything.
That's how bring behind the success is a woman.
Yeah, and that's really true in a Filipino context. But when I came here, I saw different kind of women always trying to, you know, I don't know. It's just that I said, and I don't want to be disrespectful to anyone, you know, but I find that men here are very, you know, the way they, I think maybe the way they were brought up is different. That's why they treat their women differently though.
Mm.
So, you know, I was shocked and I said, oh. And then sometimes my favorite word is chivalry is dead in this country. There's no such thing as chivalry. Yeah. And that's the thing I miss. Yeah, the women here, they should, you know, strive to be better and push forward for, you know, equality, but not to degrade men. Yeah, I believe in equality. I believe in feminism. We should treat each other with compassion, treat each other with respect and love, not to show that we are better than men. You know, I don't believe in that, you know, because as my mother said, we have individual differences. And not only that, because I have really good role model, good male role model as I was growing up. So I see men as you know, as not my competition, but my complement, you know. Men is my complement.
Yeah.
He's not my competition or anything. We complement each other. That's how I see things, you know. But men and women complement each other.
And yeah. Your arts complement your husband's poetry.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. It should always be like that. Not, you know, not trying to outdo each other. It should be complementary, as I always said, you know. Like my husband, when my husband and I first get together, what my husband did was he put his hand like that. His hand is really big.
Yeah.
And my hand is small. And what my husband did was he put it together and see, we complement each other. And I said, yeah, that is complementary. Even though it's big, his hand is bigger, mine is smaller. It did complement. It's like an angle, right?
He holds yours.
Yes.
For more of your arts, where can our listeners follow you?
Well, they can follow me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. It's called Art by Ningyada. It's a derivative of my husband's last four letters of his last name, Kani. And my...
Your four letters.
Yeah, four letter words name. Of my last name. It's called Ning Kaning Kehada Yada.
That's
and
great
I
one.
Think it has a good you know, it has a good
combination.
Name recall. That's why I like the word Ning Yada. In a way, it's a joint venture. My painting is a joint venture because my husband inspired me. Although some of my paintings are, believe it or not, are inspired by men.
Oh.
Yeah, by special men. Yeah, yeah. Believe it or not, it is a woman's art centered on women, you know, women, but inspired by men. So they complement each other again, which is amazing. Yeah, amazing. Awesome, I think.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika. Bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.